Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Katie Nolan. That is Mina. That is Pablo Torre. That is Mina Kimes. And I am going to get the hang of this. Don't worry.
Are you
it's
sure?
It's okay. Dan confused us all the time as well.
Which young guy would you rather have this weekend? Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
I'm uncomfortable with the way that the question was phrased. Yes, big weekend of football, good football game. So if you came here to find anything about anything else, like, I don't know, hockey, you're out of luck. And as I know, if there's a show about football games and breaking them down, I should just hurry up so that we can get to Mina, who's going to provide the actual information sure. that a football fan is going to need. No offense to you, Pablo. I'm sure you also brought something to the table. What I can bring to the table is like my answer to this question, which is I'm rooting for them both. But I think if you forced me to pick, which would be super weird of you, I think I'd pick Lamar because I think Lamar would benefit more from being rooted for. I think a lot of people try to count him out. A lot of people, for myriad reasons, are looking for him to fail. And so I think if I look for him to succeed, that it's rooting for the underdog in a way that could actually be helpful. Whereas Josh Allen, to me, seems like he's rolling. He's comfortable. He's confident. He doesn't need me to root for him. So who I root for might not be who wins, but I am rooting for Lamar.
God, I would love to see you on First Take, Katie. Like, I'm rooting for both of them. Like, just that positivity.
Who can
that
I help more?
Would be so, it would benefit from that sort of cheering and kindness and general love. I'm going to go in the opposite direction. No, okay. I won't. I like them both a lot. It's a little tricky because Josh Allen has a lot of advantages going into this game, right? Like, he's been playing out of his mind this season. He has significantly better weapons and, I believe, a better offensive coordinator. That said, Baltimore has the best defense left in the AFC. Now, they have some tendencies that Josh Allen is uniquely good against. For example, they blitz a ton. Josh Allen is deadly against the blitz. In fact, last week against Indianapolis, he averaged 13.5 yards per attempt when he was blitzed. Baltimore plays a lot of man coverage. Josh Allen has been the best quarterback in the NFL against man coverage. He carves it up like one of those cones of doner kebab, which half America is very confused by that reference. Delicious. But I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. So while I was thinking, the Buffalo offense against the Baltimore defense is a strength-on-strength matchup. I lean Josh Allen in this one just because of how he's played this season.
I lean Josh Allen not just because my stomach is coated with just the residue of years of eating street meat and doner kebab, but because what I turn to in this matchup is not like all of the stats that Mina was looking at, all of her nerd tape grinding. I look at the Doppler system. I'm okay. Looking at weather. And
all right.
There is a 40% chance of snow, and not just any snow, guys, lake effect snow in Buffalo. And Lamar Jackson, we know after this week, has never played in the snow. He came out and said he is uncomfortable with the snow. He only encountered snow for the first time, like literal snowflakes, at Louisville. And so the one way I think you slow down Lamar Jackson is with, like, forces bigger than even Josh Allen's arm.
You snow him down.
You snow that dude. Yes, you make him try and plow through inches of Buffalo snow. By the way, I don't think people from Florida, as we know on this show, especially historically, they're not ready for that. Snow's character building. I don't think Lamar Jackson has that in his arsenal.
But he could. Lamar, look at this as an opportunity. The first time you see snow and play in snow, it can be scary because it's new, but it can also be exciting because you've never had this experience before. And as you get older, you start to realize that, like, you're not going to have a lot of experiences you've never had before. So channel that energy and get out there and win.
Also,
again, I would love to see that on First Take.
That's why you never
would.
You
just
never
everything
will.
About what you did.
You never
I need
will.
That. I need you in one box and I need Stephen A. in another box. Like, I need air.
Also, the yellow snow in this case is the first down marker. What were your duties as entry level meat slicer?
Frying the falafel balls is something I was allowed to do. Cutting the baklava, which I always was like, oh no, it's a little off. Guess I have to eat this one. And that's why I gained 10 pounds my first year of college.
Sounds like baklava. A win to me. Yeah, is it baklava? I never
worked at a kebab.
Right, so I trust
baklava. Baklava.
Baklava.
It's baklava. What's the word that you pronounce wrong that I was like, I think I pronounce it wrong because you are smarter than me.
Oh yeah, there were several of those that I...
There's the infamous one that Pablo got me on that I don't want to talk about.
Perineum?
Oh, yeah, fools, fouls. I did get roasted for saying lapels at the seaport one day.
Lapels?
Like lapels?
Got destroyed. Yeah, holy like lapels. Yeah.
You have a popper's sense of style.
Which old guy would you rather have this weekend? Drew Brees or Tom Brady?
Again, we will get to the actual football game that's technically being discussed in just 1 minute. But first, I will say this is a matchup. We've gone now from a matchup of two guys with an abundance of rhythm to two guys who can't step and clap. Two guys who struggle to find the beat. I love them both. I want them both to thrive.
Really?
Yes, because they're
both
very interesting.
You love Tom Brady equally to Drew Brees, really?
I have more personal upsetness with Tom Brady, but I also know that how I feel about Tom Brady doesn't matter to Tom Brady, and that's why Tom Brady can be Tom Brady. I think Drew Brees is a little bit more of a sensitive boy, and so I think Tom Brady might win, but I'm rooting for them both. I'm so useless on this show. Pablo, you talk.
I'm actually going to build on that point you made. I do think that Drew Brees should be feeling a little sensitive right now, and I do resent Tom Brady. Because you remember that meme that Tom Brady made, the History Channel thing? Can we throw that up one more time?
Yeah,
because it's
it.
Been discussed, of course. Yes. Like, man, Tom Brady has his old meme team on this subject. I just want to point out how Tom Brady, who's, by the way, fifth in QBR without pressure and 31st when he is pressured, how he went into this game, look at that forehead that Tom Brady has. He gave himself some real good skin at that age. Yeah. He looks kind of like a hot Poseidon
figure. That's a good
point. Drew Brees, he made Drew Brees look like the dad from Get Out. Like, that is wildly insulting to Drew Brees.
It's a very good point, Pablo. I may have read this completely wrong. I think Tom Brady might be the sensitive boy because he needs himself in a graphic that he makes to be the one that looks handsome, and he has to make Drew Brees look ugly. But if Drew Brees can just own that, then maybe he's more poised for an advantage in this definite football statistic I'm discussing.
No, he's perhaps more comfortable with his age. I mean, I'm really pumped for this game. This is the highest stakes battle between two old white guys America has had in 2 months, okay? And while Brady has technically been the better quarterback this year, as Pablo pointed out, he has struggled under pressure, which is why he got whooped by the Saints the first two times they met, because that Saints pass rush is ferocious, which might be the most relatable thing about Tom Brady as he ages. Like, I'm in my mid-30s, and if I knock my knee on the edge of a bed or turn my neck the wrong way, that is a wrap for the weekend. So I get it. And that's why I am going with New Orleans in this one, because Brady is the better quarterback, but New Orleans is the better defense, and they are better specifically in a way that's made Brady struggle all year.
Do you give the Browns any chance against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
I mean, thank you for saying and the Chiefs, because it is funny that the first two games we previewed were like quarterback versus quarterback, and this is like entire team versus quarterback. I have to admit, I said this on Twitter, so I'm not afraid to say it publicly. There's something about the Browns that was infectious last week. Part of it might have been that they were up against a power that I didn't mind seeing fail, and they persevered very quickly in a very exciting way. But something about the energy around that team draws you in, and I think it's because it's chaotic. There, it can be chaotic good, and then sometimes it can be chaotic bad. You're not really sure which team you're going to get. They pull off some really crazy things, but it's almost like they do it in spite of themselves. They forget who they are to us, and they go out there and they just play this wild brand of football that's very fun to watch. So I have put my request in to be admitted onto the Browns bandwagon, which I'm then going to have to ride and keep in the back of my mind that this is not my team, but I can still love them for what they are. So I think probably no. There's probably no chance because the Chiefs kind of had that energy. And then they realized that if they mastered that energy, that this would all become a lot easier. They seem to be more aware of what they are and what they can do. But I do still think there's a fighting chance that the Browns could stumble into something very exciting.
I, for one, am shocked, Katie, that you have embraced the chaotic team. That is the quality that you are drawn to here. So I'm going to refer back to the question, which was, can the Browns beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? The answer is no and maybe. No, because how did Chase Claypool put it? He predicted that the Browns would get clapped by the Chiefs. I think the Browns' defense is going to get clapped by Patrick Mahomes. But on the other side of the football, they actually match up really well with Kansas City. The Chiefs have one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. What is Cleveland really good at? Pounding the rock. Now, will that be enough in a track meet? Probably not, because of the way the Chiefs' offense can score in bunches. But as a whole, I don't think they're going to get clapped. Just kind of, you know, like booped.
The other thing I think that was infectious about the Browns, Katie, to go back to your original point, was probably the literal infection of coronavirus prevented them from actually practicing in person for that one time at the very end. And the good news is that that all seems to be under control right now. So I'm going to do something that you apparently TV noobs have totally failed at, which is I'm going to say something that will absolutely clearly state that I believe the Browns are going to beat the Chiefs. I believe that Denzel Ward, their starting safety, being back from the virus is going to be a huge difference maker in stopping Tyreek Hill. I believe that those running backs, Kareem Hunt, that guy is going to be on a revenge tour against his old team. That's going to be super effective. Baker Mayfield and all of his chaotic energy is going to be incredibly surprising to people. And do I think this is going to happen in reality? Of course not, but they can just cut this last part out of my answer and clip the first stuff, and I will then officially be absolutely prophetic if and when this happens, which again, it probably will not.
Denzel Ward is a cornerback.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Do we plow through? I think we plow through. Leave it. Pablo?
No, just leave that.
I wouldn't have come at him so hard if he didn't call me a TV noob.
It's totally
I would have
definitely
said, hey, let's edit this. You can
I think my
later,
position but... in the middle here is to mediate it. Now, Pablo, are you sorry for the mistake that you made?
I am not sorry.
Wow. Then see, we can't make any progress.
Up next on HQ.
Mina Kimes claims to be like the greatest ping pong player at ESPN.
You two need to get over this.
I am.
She claims it. She says she won like tournaments at Yale, like a ping pong tournament at Yale. But we haven't seen like any actual evidence.
Do you question if Dame is too salty about these tweets?
Yeah, so I guess a reporter had tweeted something about Dame comparing them to another team, and he took issue with it, and then he saw the reporter in a post-game press conference, and this is what transpired.
I think the pace that they play at gave us the opportunity to do that.
Thanks.
Next question's coming.
I also saw your tweets where you was saying that it was backcourt better than me and CJ too.
Today?
Well, I don't see how it would be today after tonight, but I did. You were saying the Wizards backcourt.
I raised it as an option because someone said there was no contest. So I said, well, what about Beal and Westbrook?
Oh, my God. At first, I thought this is accountability. It's allowed. You can say I saw your tweet, but you got to then also give a little to get back to what that is terrifying.
The silence in that clip made me so uncomfortable.
I know.
I cringed on my journalistic colleague's behalf. Holy Lord.
Can I take the reporter's side here?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm all for dunking on people who say rude stuff to you in Twitter. And like, I fantasize, frankly, about, you know, walking up to Joe Schmo 69 on the street and saying, hey, you said 69. This about me and my, you know, face, and watching him melt. But like, what the reporter said sounded pretty freaking tame. He was like, maybe, I don't know, Bradley Beal's just as good. Like, that's not a burn.
First of all, if the question in life is ever, is blank too salty about these tweets? The answer is always yes. I mean, we're all way too salty about these tweets. No. Second of all, Mina, just FYI, if you ever do walk up to Joe Fan 69696969 and say, hey, you said this about my face, that is literally the greatest day of Joe.
You will see a human retract into themselves like you never have before. That man will just collapse inward and then he'll disappear into the ether.
Do you question if this is an elite athletic feat?
That's right. I assume this must be about the NHL since it's back and hockey is being played. But I've been told whoever the athlete is in this clip has one broken arm. Okay. Ping pong. Wow.
He does have a hockey beard.
Damn. Wow. Ryan Fitzpatrick is good at ping pong.
How did he know that that was going to happen? Is that luck or is that design?
So, God. I mean, the number of takes on that, I feel like that's a valid question.
Great point.
But also, I just want to point out that Mina Kimes claims to be like the greatest ping pong player at ESPN.
You need to get over this.
I am.
She claims it. She says she won like tournaments at Yale, like a ping pong tournament at Yale. But we haven't seen like any actual evidence of
And let me ask you, Pablo, why do you feel you need evidence? Why can't you trust your friend?
I think I would absolutely destroy Mina Kimes. That didn't count. That was
there is literally footage of us on the High Noon set, RIP, where I am crushing you in ping pong.
Mina, it's miniature. Okay. You can notice in the video this is miniature.
He does that with me with Madden. He does the same thing. He's like, I'm so good.
I'm so much better than you, and we're not going to play, but I know.
Are you paying any attention? You're awful at this.
I have spent years user spinning and not punting and running to the sideline. I just had a bad game against you. We'll do this anytime.
Have you
anytime,
ever, do you feel Nolan, right now, anytime. Do you feel yourself relating to Damian Lillard for the first time in your life? Because your inability to admit that you suck at something really drives you.
Today.
Tomorrow at 4:35 p.m. Eastern, Rams and Packers.
Ah, there it is. The one football game we haven't mentioned yet. You might have thought that we were just only going to talk about three, but here it is. The fourth. Okay. I guess we're going to start with this clip because we have no respect for Mina's emotions.
Oh. I mean,
the Rams
have never
have
seen
a good
anything
defense.
Like that happen before. Against the Seahawks.
I think, Mina, that the reason, if I may, that the producers would do something like that is to make the point that the Rams' defense is a little scary. So let's now go to you, where you're going to tell me if you're intrigued by suppressing the way you feel with knowledge. You can do it.
I am really excited for this matchup because the Packers offense, they use like a ton of play action. They've been so efficient this year. They have so many weapons. Devontae Adams against Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald against the Packers offensive line, which is one of the best in the NFL. Like, I'm really pumped to see all that. The mind games between Brandon Staley and Matt LaFleur, former disciple of, you know, Sean McVay. Can't wait to watch all of that. Don't care if you're not going to feel the emotions triggered by the clip. I'm going to stick to my guns, focus
Good.
On the analysis.
All right, Pablo, are you – I don't care as much as I cared about what Mina had to say. I have to be honest. But are you intrigued? I do want to know.
Thank you. I am intrigued. I am confused mostly, actually, by what the Rams have been doing at quarterback because Wolford last week was the guy until he got hurt and Goff came in, and it turned out Goff could have played the whole time maybe, and now they're going to Goff instead of Wolford, even though Goff is missing a finger. And mostly I want to know, is Mina going to like wear her, you know, her Rams Radio Shack polo shirt while watching this game?
God, personal.
When does that come back?
Really personal.
Tonight on ESPN, Mavericks and Bucks.
Ooh, basketball. That's a different sport. So already I'm like leaning towards intrigued. Luka Doncic, everybody loves, back in shape. We have a clip of him from a recent game on a fast break, and watch the way the bench reacts to Luka.
Navigated that myriad of screens. See ya. And here's the steal by Luka out of the open court for the phenom.
Yes, relatable.
Which I appreciate. I appreciate they were there with him. They were rooting for him. And when he didn't really go for it, they were disappointed. That's how you become a better person. So sure, I'm intrigued. Mina?
I'm always intrigued by Luka, not intrigued by the lack of a dunk, but I have to think like middle-aged dads across America were like, well done, young man. We love the lack of showboating and the fundamentals.
Shout out to middle-aged dads, especially mine. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued. Luka is amazing. He had a triple-double almost in that game. I just want to point out that Mina is acting like she's not somebody who celebrates other teammates falling short after calling me out for Denzel Ward earlier on the show. That was completely mean and honestly an honest mistake. So sorry. Yeah, sorry. Denzel Ward, cornerback, starting safety, whatever.
I just want to point out that.
Mina. She's never hidden it from us. She warned us. Mina. It's right there. She leads with it. I mean,
I just want to point out that literally 30 seconds before I corrected you, you called me and Katie TV noobs.
Oh, yeah. But it didn't hurt me because I think I am probably. All right, that's a show. It's Friday, so that's a show. If you want more Mina Kimes, she's everywhere. NFL Live, the Mina Kimes show featuring Lenny, Pablo Torre hosts ESPN Daily. I'm pointing to the wrong side because I've been doing this for 9 months and I have yet to figure out this, the most basic part.
I think it's in here, actually.
Hey, guys, who has two thumbs up and is going to win this game? Couldn't be Goff because he only has the one.
Yeah, that's here.
There it is!
It was so close! It was readily accessible!